just got the sacred the
I first used to take it about 20 years ago.
And then you did a sketch taking the mickey out of it and talking about people knitting their own yoghurt. And then people laughed at me for about 10 years. Can you tell us how that came about?
it's actually about, you know, comedy is all about telling detail, really. And, you know, when I started, it was, you know, I was doing a lot of stuff about lifestyle and politics and consumerist wankers. And musician, David Stafford, who came up with Stoke Newington. And I think it just, because Stoke Newington, I didn't know it that well, but because then, it was the kind of centre of that kind of, both a kind of burgeoning middle-class moneyed, left-wing middle-class, but also, you know, it was kind of had been the centre of all that kind of nuclear power, thanks to TV kind of life. It was just the right place just to say Stoke Newington, and really, even if people didn't know Stoke Newington itself, it just sounded right. I mean, and that's such a central kind of component of comedy, is getting the right place. And I can remember at the charity, the Secret Police was called years ago, having this furious row with Jasper Carrot about who was going to get to say Guildford. And, you know, it's a kind of punchline, was Guildford. And in the end, I said, well, fuck you, I'm on first. And I said Guildford, they got a huge laugh. He changed his to Basingstoke, he died on his fucking arse. So that's really partly, but I mean, it is a kind of, I suppose don't really come in that much, but it is still, you know, it is one of them kind of remarkable places, I think, still, you know. He said, sucking up to his audience. I remember that the book is on sale. But it is, and it has retained, you know.
On that point, Brian, listen, I've watched you 30 years, right? You're a legend, but when you come over and what's on Stoke Newington, fuck all. What are you doing here? Hello? Sorry. Sorry?
Just listening to you talk about your